He's climbing in your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're raping everybody out here.
You don't have to come and confess, we're looking for you, we gon' find you, we gon' find you. So you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that, homeboy, homeboy.
We got your t-shirts and the left fingerprints and all, you are so dumb.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the cast for, episode 23.
This is 23.
I know what I'm doing. I'm a professional. Episode 23. That's the one we're on.
You sound very confident about that. Are you going to check now?
No, I ooze confidence, Terry.
Okay.
Yep. So I have Terry and Vanessa back on the cast.
Hi.
I think it's the first cast you both have been on, huh?
Yeah.
You at the same time? Yeah.
Well, we'll have to do another one where I can stay for more than 15 minutes.
Yeah.
We were supposed to do this a few hours ago, but I fucked up. I can admit that.
Someone had a nap that ran a little too long.
I was having a dream I was a dog. And it was just fields of snossages. All right, so sorry, that was my fault. Anyways,
thing I had for Dwight in my purse here. For those of you out there who can't see my purse, it's so awesome because I found it at Hot Topic. It's the Zelda Gold cartridge.
It is pretty sweet.
It is the sweetest thing your eyes have ever seen.
If my purse wasn't already so awesome.
Ho, ho, ho.
What? You weren't lying.
Immediately thought she was lying when she said she was going to make it for you.
I could have swore that she's just a compulsive liar.
I am.
You're getting better at this.
I know.
Because this one's a lot better than my last one.
I took some time.
Awesome.
It's a wallet, by the way.
Yeah, it's a wallet made out of duct tape.
It's a wallet made out of digital camo duct tape. Oh, that is sick.
It's like it's invisible.
I told her that I was going to lose it so much more often now, and it's going to piss me off, but I don't care.
I know, I'm going to go back to Joanne's tomorrow, or hopefully this weekend, because they have a whole bunch of different designs. I want to make myself a cheetah print one.
Oh my god.
The gaudiest looking cheetah print wallet. Get a zebra print.
Awesome.
It can be on the hills.
You'd fit right in. You gotta get rid of that purse, though, because none of them will understand
it. Yeah.
Dang it.
You'll be out of place.
Or just turn it the other side, so it's just the gold side.
Mm. Hey, how about that intro song, by the way?
Oh, my god. Yeah. The best song ever.
Yeah. I showed you the actual news report of Antoine Dotson and the lady getting raped and stuff. And that day, you're like, that's going to be turned into a song.
Exactly.
Fucking the next day, they came out with this song. So, Terry, you called it.
Yep.
From the get-go.
The next P. Diddy, Terry.
You can yell at people, and you can hire a guy and give him like $100,000 a year to just carry an umbrella. And then
right
he'll get famous
he'll
just
get
for
famous
doing that.
And have his own umbrella line and like... Yeah, I can make things happen for people.
You
I can change lives.
Don't do an umbrella guy, though. Do something different.
Have
a guy that just holds your coat over you.
Hold your
like,
coat.
Like, over your shoulders, like where you would regular wear your coat, but you're just, like, inside of it.
I'll have someone who walks my dog everywhere with me.
Okay.
I'll have a dog, and his thing will be the leashes instead of umbrellas.
Ah, and collars. And collars.
Yeah, leashes and collars. No harnesses. We don't do harnesses.
No, you gotta choke your dog.
Yeah, that's how you train them.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't jerk them away when they have the harness. They're just like whatever.
They just kind of swing away.
Yeah,
it's like
when you got them around the neck, you can really get in there
and you know do some damage.
Some serious lifelong damage.
They have those ones that are like harnesses and collar type deals, where it's like a harness around their snout.
Mm-hmm.
So when you pull them, it directs them where you
want
them to go.
Right.
That's the one I would want.
So your dog can't bite people.
Yeah.
Because you would have a vicious dog.
It would be a Pomeranian, yeah.
Coco was giving me some looks.
Yeah, she was. Have you seen her smile, dude? She goes, I taught my dog how to smile, by the way. Vanessa. I don't know if I told you that or not, but when she's in trouble, she'll go up to you and she'll just like kind of wag her tail like this, her whole body. And when you tell her to smile, she'll go. Like she'll curl the sides of her lips up and she'll show her teeth.
It's not a very welcoming smile.
It's funny though, because like she's so happy when she does it. So like it's kind of hard not to see that she's just kind of happy to be there. Or very guilty of something she did. But yeah, have you guys, did you guys read that story online about, I think, yeah, the latest dig actually talked about it as well. The guy got arrested for adding his ex-wife on Facebook.
Really?
Adding her as a friend on Facebook.
He got arrested.
Arrested, yeah.
Why?
It violated the restraint order. Restraining order?
Because he added her on Facebook.
Yep.
It's really awkward.
You can't add somebody
unless
without their permission.
You. Yeah.
So either she's just a complete bitch or she wasn't thinking.
She added, it was a friend request.
Right.
She told the police.
Oh, so she didn't even add
tried to add her.
Tried to. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then he's the stupid one.
So, like, if I put a restraining order against Cameron and he tried to add me on Facebook, I could get him arrested?
Yeah. Yes. I think that you need, I want to say that there is probably a specific clause in her restraining order that has Facebook rules. And
yeah.
That's so
like
weird.
Like, maybe he still has to visit her farm, like once a week or something. You know? Just to keep up her crops and keep her animals happy. Leave a sign that says Dave was here 10:15 and it's then like, it has like the his parole officer has to leave a sign too and saying that he was there watching him, making sure he wasn't fucking things up.
It's like what's it called, child support for Farmville.
There you go. Alimony.
There you go.
It was in their prenup. Right before they got married, they're like, okay, well, if we ever get divorced, you still have to come to my farm.
Because I cannot have that shit.
Yeah.
I need someone tending to my crops when I can't.
I wonder if there's crop babysitters. Like crop sitters.
The winter's coming
so
soon.
Weird.
Yeah, where they're like, oh, man, I got a 60-hour week ahead of me. I'm never going to have enough time to work on my crops. So
going to hire a farmhand.
Hire this this farmhand to come by and just kind of tend to their crops when they're at work. That'd be pretty awesome. Like,
would that make you want to play Farmville?
That would make me want to get hired from Farmville. So I could be a crop hand.
You can get paid actual money and not just crops.
Not in their
not
Facebook
money.
Coins or whatever. Yeah, that'd be cool. Because they do stuff kind of like that in like RPGs, like WoW and I think Final Fantasy, and they have power leveling sites.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you submit your username like and crap, and then they take your character for like a week or something. And,
yeah. Or they just take your character because you're an idiot and you gave them their password.
And money.
And money.
You gave them money and your character.
And then they sell your character to gold farmers.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
And account says, I went to some of those account things just to like look at them to see how they work.
Uh-huh.
And they just have, it's like match.com. Like you just look through a bunch of profiles and stuff like that and like, oh, I like that one, but
ooh,
I don't
that
like her
good.
Hair.
Yeah. Well, that's going to have to change.
Yeah. And it gives you a list of all the things that person has on them and stuff and their skills. And
then you get into a bidding war with other people.
It's just like Match.com.
Exactly like Match.com. Bidding wars.
Vanessa's got to leave here soon, and she's not talking much.
I'm sorry. You guys are talking about matchmaking cornfields. I don't know.
Well, Vanessa gave us a little hint that a cafe in town actually makes those bubble teas.
Yeah, the boba tea or whatever, whatever you call it. Pearl, boba, bubble.
I used to call them pearl teas. And now apparently they're called bubble teas. They're
bubble
basically,
teas.
It's basically tea, milk, and tapioca balls, which sounds gross.
But it's yummy. No,
but it was delicious.
It's delicious.
But they are delicious. They really are. Me and Vanessa got the...
There's a bubble right there.
The delicious green tea ones, and Terry got a mango one.
Green tea is good.
Green tea, anything is good.
I usually don't like tea.
Yeah. So I didn't offer a green tea one to you. I said, Terry, pick one.
Terry, you need a new bracelet. Look at
that. What's wrong with my bracelet?
It's worn, torn. It's built like, this character.
Look at this. It's falling apart.
That's always been like that, though. That's when you cut it, because you cut it so close, and now it's just like, it's just a ball.
You need a new knot. One.
I'll take a new one. I've had this on for a while, haven't I?
Yeah. Everyone's got new ones except for you.
Oh, I see.
Terry's well. Last year's model.
Wow. We were upgrading.
Need to rotate your tires, Terry.
I'll rotate them right now. Let's flip this thing over. It'll be good as new.
It'd be funny if it was all like bright colors on the underside of your bracelet.
Done.
It's not.
It's good as new. See how pretty?
It's really pretty, Terry. I like it a lot.
Compliment me on it.
It's gorgeous, and it really brings out your eyes.
Cute. Nobody's noticed that before.
I notice it all the time. I just didn't want to be
a dick forward about it.
I didn't want to be too forward about it. The place we went to was called Cafe Aroma, but their cups say Boyd's Coffee. So Terry came up with a theory that she goes and steals other people's cups to save money.
It's a good idea. It's just good business.
Yeah.
If you can get it for free, why not?
Yeah, I guess so, right? Funny if you go in there, it's just all a bunch of Starbucks stuff. Like something that everybody knows about. Or Carl's Jr. cups, since she's right across the street from one.
And all the logos are all crossed off. Just with a Sharpie.
Yeah.
It says Cafe Aroma right under it.
Has like glitter and stuff on it.
Yeah.
You gotta spritz it up, make it look nice.
Yeah, you gotta make it your own cup. So, I went out and got I traded in my old 360 for a new one.
The Slim. Yes.
Yep.
The Slim Arcade.
Yeah, the Arcade, which is, it's unbelievably beautiful. Absolutely love the matte color. Like, I'll wait. Like, that's the only reason why I'm waiting for the 250 gig hard drive to come out instead of just going and just getting like the other matte one. Yeah.
Well, you have to be paying another I know, $100 anyway, so yeah. May as well wait.
So, the Arcade only comes with a 4 gig hard drive, which is really inconvenient for as much add-on shit that I have.
Right.
And matte packs and, But, I bought a 320 gig Passport hard drive from Western Digital, assuming I could use it as an external.
You nope. Cannot.
They limited it at 16 gigs, and that is it.
That sucks.
Yep. Per USB drive, so I might get two flash drives that are 16s or something, or just waiting for the thing to come out.
Alright. Well, I think it's time for me to leave to my class.
Shucks.
What class?
It's a... For culinary arts, it's purchasing and receiving. No, retail bakery. That's what it is.
Retail bakery.
Retail bakery.
You're going to open your own Cafe Aroma?
No, but we have to do a project. It's worth 400 points.
Is that a lot?
Yeah, that's half your grade.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
And we have to do, like, we're opening our own bakery, our own business. So we actually have to go to, like, the department of whatever. We have to find
Department
a space for lease. Yeah, we have to
Department of Cooking.
Go to like the freaking electrician, the plumbing, and find out how everything's gonna be built and fill out all the forms and all that shit. And
doesn't that cost money?
I don't know. And then like
they can't make you spend money to get a grade.
Some days, like, we'll do like the bakery at the school. So what we're gonna do is like on Wednesday we'll come in and we'll prep everything and we'll make all like the dough and everything. And then he'll have someone come in from 2 in the morning to 8 to bake everything. And then from 10 to, like, 2 to sell everything. And then whatever at night to close to freaking clean up after everything. Again. Yeah, and
it's pretty intense.
I'm just going to take the 2 to 8 shift in the morning. Then I can just go home and sleep because we don't have class that day. It's okay. Like, oh my God, it's going to be crazy.
2 a.m. to 8?
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Just not go to bed. Well, play some Borderlands before.
Yeah, there you go. That's my next game on Gamefly coming in.
Didn't you have it?
Yeah, I bought it. I bought it a long time ago, and then I 100%ed it, and then I bought the Zombie Island, 100%ed that, and then I got rid of it because I was like, I have everything on the PC anyway, so why have it for the 360? And no one wanted to play with me, so I said, fuck it. Got rid of it, and then now Nessa's playing it again all the time.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the 100%.
And she's playing Nox and running it in my, rubbing it in my face. I'm getting pissed, so... I shouldn't have gotten rid of it. I like that game a lot.
Yeah. I still need 100% it.
I am like 82%.
And when I get it, rent it out. Rent it, and then you, me...
I own it.
I said you, me. I pointed at me and said you, and pointed at you and said me. Well, us three will play, and then we'll get... I guess, I don't know about Mark. We'll get Robert.
Yeah, Robert's we'll get Robert. Supposed to
us
play
four.
With us.
We'll do it. We'll run through it.
Yeah, I think that was my first Xbox game that I bought when I got the Xbox was Borderlands.
Okay, let's not keep Vanessa. I don't want her to be late for class.
I do.
Sorry. No, you don't.
I do.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's going to happen.
Whatever.
See, you're still here.
No. I'm leaving. I'm walking out the door.
She's taking the mic with her.
Taking the mic with me.
Now that Vanessa's gone, we can get back into this.
It's a man talk.
This is a man cast now.
Dwight, have you ever... herped so hard that you derped?
I have herped many times in my life and only have derped once. But it was magical. I'll let you know that.
Always remember it.
Yeah, it was a special time in my life. And I liked it a lot. So, let's just jump right into a story here. A story of my childhood in Germany. Not many people know that, but my childhood was in Germany.
No, it wasn't, but...
It was.
Keep saying that enough, it'll be true.
Prove me wrong. Check out my Wikipedia page.
Where's your passports? That. Where are your credentials?
In Germany, still. Where I keep all of my paperwork.
Just ship it all out to Germany.
This is the best place to keep it. Alright, so I read this article the other day about 7 scientific reasons a zombie outbreak would fail quickly. And I thought it was extremely interesting to read.
It's very true.
Yeah, a lot of it really is true. And it's weird because all this stuff, like, you know, it's common sense.
Right.
But no one thinks about it because every fucking zombie movie.
Common sense does not apply in zombie movies.
Exactly. Well, first off, they're zombies. That's the first part where that's where common sense gets dropped off.
Right.
You know, and I don't know. It's very interesting. Like let's start off at number 7. They have too many natural predators, and we talk about
ducks.
Yes. they say, do you know why we, as humans, are on the top of the current food chain? Not because we're hard to kill. Well, except for the exception of Steven Seagal. We're not. We're little more than tasty flesh bags waiting for an errant horn or claw to spill out our guts like a meat pinata. No, we're on top simply because we are so absurdly good at killing things ourselves. A good offense, as they say, is the best defense. And I honestly think that that's completely true.
We have guns.
Done. Yeah, that's one of the reasons, or one of the things here, too. I think it's like number 2 or 1.
Yeah.
And we have guns. We have
zombies cannot operate guns because they're too stupid.
Because their brains are rotting, and they have no central nervous system. I don't even know how they're walking.
Right.
You know, with no balance or anything.
And as it said, they are rotting, so maggots will eat them.
Exactly, yeah. Like, you know, that a lot of their soft tissue is going to be infested with maggots.
Maggots.
You know, it's not going to take very long for that to happen, you know? So, in a sense, maggots will be one thing that
maggots will be the heroes of the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. Also, heat, like...
Yeah.
Sahara Desert and Texas. In Texas, maybe Arizona, those two places. they're gross because they're so hot.
It's just going to contribute can be hot to the rotting. Yeah,
it's more of a humid heat.
Florida's, yeah, yeah. Moving on.
Yeah. So, yeah. If anything, heat's just going to help destroy them.
Right.
You know, have you ever left meat outside for a long time? I have.
Every day.
I don't know why I did.
I'd put it out there for the stray cats to nibble on.
Oh, okay.
And they usually don't go for it because it's not high quality, and cats are stingy like that.
They are. If it's not,
they only,
you know,
take the finest of beef.
Yeah, if it's not T-bone or New York steak or something,
they won't touch it.
Mm-mm.
Cats are dicks.
They are dicks. Also, I didn't know about this, but apparently a bloated zombie will explode in heat.
Yep.
Did not know that. And I looked at this link that this person put here, and it was not pretty. Did you?
I did not.
Don't do it.
I'm not going to.
It's about a pig.
Oh.
It explodes.
Yeah, because of all the gases inside, right?
Yeah.
And it builds up in heat. And yeah. And they go, boop.
Yep, because there's a zombie is essentially, you know, just
a bag of gas and
dead
meat.
Yeah, it's just dead meat, and you know, none of your organs or your brain doesn't work or nothing, which again makes me wonder how are they alive and how are they walking. But anyways, they the reason, you know, we're, God, I don't even know how to phrase this. I don't want to read through the entire article because it's so long. Anyways.
I'll just go over the bullet points.
Yeah.
Six. Cold.
Six, yeah, the cold. Yep.
They freeze. a lot better than a regular living human.
Yeah.
Because we...
We have a lot of defenses. Heat. And stuff like that, so once zombies you're dead, they're dead.
But, and number five,
biting is a terrible way to spread a disease.
Yeah, hey, they could do better.
Remember that time that dog had rabies, and then the next day every other dog in America had rabies?
Yes.
That's why biting isn't a very acceptable way of spreading a disease. So, FYI, biting is not a great way to spread disease.
It's just... You gotta work smart, not work hard.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's in their saliva.
Right.
You know, which makes sense. If you bite them, it breaks the skin.
Right.
And the saliva gets in your blood and blah, blah, blah. But
the slow zombie is not going to get anywhere near a person.
Yeah.
Unless that person is deaf, dumb, and blind.
Mm-hmm. And I thought this was probably the most interesting one of them all, is that they can't heal from day-to-day damage.
Right. That's one of my things. It's like... Okay, just they walk around, they fall over or whatever, they can't feel pain, that's cool, but pain, they can't heal from pain.
Yeah.
Pain's, and they the don't first... know if they're hurt if you can't feel pain.
Exactly. That's our first defense in, you know, learning what hurts and not is that it feels you feel pain. So yeah. You're like, okay, well, I shouldn't do that, and I should probably stay away from that or stop walking on that foot or something, you know?
Somebody's like, nah, my foot's all right.
Yeah, and they just keep walking on it and stuff like that.
Then, what the fuck?
But, yeah, you know, you're gonna end up, like, racking up cuts and broken limbs and stuff like that, and you're
done.
You're pretty much fucked. I mean, what else are you going to do?
You cry.
Yeah?
Probably do a bit of crying.
It'd be really funny if you found a bunch of zombies just crying in the corner with, like, a broken arm.
I fell.
It hurt.
He broke my arm.
And he took my tricycle. I just want to go home. Another thing, the landscape is full of zombie-proof barriers. Got cliffs, not you got very high good buildings. At climbing. You know? Even flat areas where you can see them coming for ages.
Yeah. I can get you. You stay right there.
The slowly. Oh, wait,
I gotta go over this fence real quick.
Oh, but, ow. I don't know how to open this door. Come open this door for me. Show me how to get in. You know, so.
And number one, people with guns.
This guy specifically who has an Uzi.
He's not holding it right, but.
That's okay.
That's fine.
He's hip firing like Terminator.
He's just like.
But, yeah, we got guns, so. Fuck you, zombies.
Conversation's over. We have guns.
But, that was a really cool read. I'll make sure to put the link in the link bucket so you guys can check it out. And, you know, read the whole thing for yourselves and laugh at how butchered we
oh, we did a good job of butchering it.
Okay. That's good. As long as we did a good job about it.
But, there was something about zombies I wanted to say, but I forgot. Whatever.
I recently got my water-cooled system for my computer.
I saw.
It's awesome.
Is it?
It works wonderfully. It's super quiet.
I still don't know how water cooling works exactly.
What do you don't get about it?
How do you keep the water cold, for one, and how do you cool down something without the water touching it?
All right, so the way it works is that inside of, like, for me, I have the Corsair H5O, which is an all-in-one system.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't have to have, like, my pipes don't have clamps on them, and I don't have a separate thing for a pump or a reservoir or anything. It's just all-in-one.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to put anything together. I take it out of the box, hook it up, and it's ready to go.
Right.
I never have to change the water or anything. So the way mine works is that my pump and reservoir and stuff are all inside of this little central area right above the processor. And it works just like other heat sinks where it has that copper thing, the copper plate.
Yeah.
That goes on top of the processor, which you put thermal paste on. This is my Arctic Silver 5. Which is fantastic. It is such a good thermal compound. Yeah. And so what it does is that on the opposite side of that copper plate, for air cools and stuff like that, there's pipes. And those pipes take the heat through the fins and stuff, and the air pushes through the fins.
Right.
This one on the opposite side of that copper plate is a bunch of tiny pins that go over the copper plate, which the water runs through.
Mm-hmm.
The water runs through that and absorbs the heat and takes it out of a hot pipe. And that hot pipe goes through the top part of the radiator and goes through those fins. The air pushes through those fins, cooling off the water inside of their thing, and then recycles that cold water into there.
I see.
Yeah. And the hotter it becomes, the faster the fan just needs to move, and that's about it.
Nice.
And that fan tops out at like 1,000 RPM. it idles at like 300 to 400. So it's super quiet. And when you first start it up, it sounds like my computer has diarrhea or something. Yeah, all the water's trying to get back going through. But I like it a lot. It's cool. It works very well. I honestly didn't think that water cooling worked as well as it did, but that's why it's more expensive than air-cooled.
Easy to...
Yeah, right now I'm sitting at 30 to 40 degrees Celsius. But I have a lot of things running right now, so that's the reason why.
Well, yeah, that's good for you.
Yeah, I like it a lot. That's cool. I highly recommend it.
Highly, highly.
Yeah.
How much was it?
It's $80 new, but I found it $40 used on a hard form.
Nice.
Yeah. I literally jumped on it. Like, as soon as I saw the guy put up, I was like, I'll take it. Just hold it. I will buy that. And 5 days later, it was my hands.
And then 2 days later, it was in your computer.
Yup.
Yup.
And to celebrate it, I took my computer apart and, like, everything out of it. And,
and threw it away.
And just laid everything on my table and just called it a day. No, I drilled holes through my motherboard tray. Not my actual motherboard, but the tray that it holds on. And so I can run wires through a lot more efficiently and stuff. And then painted the whole inside of it black, and I really like the way it looks now. Came out really well.
On the inside.
Mm-hmm.
It's what's on the inside that counts, so good job.
Yep. She's slowly but surely coming to completion.
It's not done yet.
No.
What else you can do?
I gotta get a new hard drive, and I'm probably gonna upgrade to like 8 gigs of RAM or something.
No.
It's just small things now. And I need a fan controller and those new fans.
Yeah, 8 gigs is the new 4.
Yeah. 4 is becoming the standard now, so.
Yeah.
I gotta take it up a notch, you know?
Just got the quad, and now I want to up the RAM. But
yeah, how is your card temps, first, dude?
I don't know. I don't check on that stuff.
You should.
I don't.
But, yeah, how do you like your quad?
I like it.
Yeah?
I had a pretty good duel, so I don't see a huge difference, but it is a little faster. You enjoying your bubbly?
My tapioca balls are sticking to each other.
Your tapioca balls are sticking to each other. That will not be taken out of context. Oh, bro, my tapioca balls are sticking. He's choking on a tapioca ball now.
It shot into my mouth. Like a fucking rocket.
I just sucked up like 4 of them.
The worst drink to get and talk about when you can't see what we're talking about.
Tapioca balls.
Yep. Anyways, let's get off of that subject. We started playing a new game last night.
Yeah.
Which is a WoW clone. And it's not because we really like WoW that we just needed another thing to in our lives that's WoW related.
Well, we just need a decent MMO to play.
Yeah.
Got that urge again.
Yep, to play a good MMO. We've been playing our 368 a lot.
MMO. MMO. Yeah, a lot of 360 lately. Need a persistent MMO to play now.
Yeah, so we're trying Runes of Magic, which is apparently supposed to be the number one alternative to WoW that's free. It's a free-to-play game. It took 3 hours to get going from start of download to end of patching. So if you have a good... fifth of your day to waste to get this game, then by all means do it.
I was playing with Alex before I came over.
Oh yeah?
He just got it all set up.
He started last night, by the way. And it's like 15 hours later.
So yeah, he's still in Lobyville.
Yeah.
We just made it out of there.
Yeah. We're big time level 11s.
He's gonna try and get up to our level before we get done.
Before the cast is over.
Yeah.
Well, good luck for him. I don't think he can do it in about 30 minutes.
I don't know. We kind of messed around for a while.
We really did, but see, I think that also helped us get through it.
Right.
You know. I think he's going to have a hard time doing it by himself.
Yeah, I was a little worried about him playing by himself because he's probably not going to have that much fun.
Exactly, because he was, when we play games online and stuff like that, 90% of the time we use our 360 as like
Yeah.
A communication device.
Yeah.
So we'll just leave the 360 on to use, like, the voice chat and party or something. And Alex was with me and Terry last night when we first started playing.
And it was just giggling like schoolgirls the whole time.
The whole time. Want to tell them about your character?
Oh, my waterbender.
Yeah, your waterbender.
I started a priest. And first movie gets right out of the gate is this thing called Rising Tide or something like that. It's some, like, magic water spell thing. So I was running around, calling myself Waterbender, just shooting at people. They're kind of overpowered right out of the beginning of the game.
You're demolishing people, dude.
It takes, like, two shots. And
yeah, I have enough time to get to them to hit them once with my rogue. And they're already dead.
And then every move after that is basically a ripoff of the WoW Priest. I got the bubble move that takes so much damage over a minute. And then the other move that makes me invincible for 5 seconds. Then I got my small heal and my bigger heal, and then the heal over time. And it's...
yeah, it's remarkably close to WoW.
Yeah.
It's down to the way the UI looks like.
Oh, yeah.
Like, even the skills, icons.
Icons, yeah.
They look really like it, especially for the rogue.
There's no question that they were looking at WoW when they made this game.
Yeah. So, seriously, if you liked WoW, but you just don't feel comfortable enough paying that $15 a month, or it's like fucking 60, 80 bucks to even get all the...
yeah.
All the games, you know?
Still up there.
So,
might want to check out that.
Try Runes of Magic, have it download overnight, or have it update overnight. Like, give yourself about an hour, hour and a half to download it before you go to bed, and then right before you go to bed, start patching it. Because that is ridiculous,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it took forever.
Yeah, it's honestly, I think at the end it was like 8 gigs.
Right.
You know? So, the client itself is 6.8.
Yep.
6.8
gigs.
Just
to download it.
Yeah, just to download it. And then after that, you gotta go through a cornucopia of patches.
Yeah, I guess it's been around for a while. So, they keep it updated.
They do. They really updated. Do. I'll give them that. I hate the fact of how long it took to update, but I like the fact that they do updates.
At least they have stuff for people to do.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't look terribly bad either.
Nah.
The graphics are okay.
It's what you would expect from a free game.
From a free one, yes.
It's probably one of the better looking ones.
Yeah. It's a lot better than RuneScape.
Yeah. RuneScape HD.
Yeah.
Put an HD on it and it'll look amazing.
Also, in this one, you're not just restricted to two professions.
Right.
I have every profession now.
You can get everyone you want.
And you can just work on the ones that you want.
And they have the dual class thing, which we have yet to get to yet.
Yeah, not yet.
But basically, you can have two jobs.
Mm-hmm.
One will be your main, the other will be your sub job, and you can get some skills from your sub job. And your sub job's level is like can only be half of your main level.
Yeah.
But you get some perks from that.
Like, my character is going to be a rogue mage,
which is supposed to be amazing in that game.
Yeah, it's supposed
and it
to
just
to
sounds
just roll
amazing.
On people. Yeah. Terry, I don't know if you're going to still stick with Priest Warrior, are you?
Yep.
Yeah? So, we're going to be an interesting duo. What's Alex? What did he start as?
He started a mage.
Oh, okay. Wonder what he's going to go as. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what he's going to choose. So, I really, really like the resourcing and stuff like that.
Right.
Like, you can go and chop wood and collect herbs and mine and stuff like that, and go back and fashion things out of it.
Make stuff out of it.
I like the cooking thing a lot, but I don't like the ingredients for it, because it doesn't make sense.
They make you pull ingredients from, like, every other profession to make the cooking stuff.
Yeah, like, we were doing, our first recipe we got was roasted fish.
Yes.
And you needed
the fish, The bundle of grass and wood. I assume the wood was for the fire.
Or grass. Maybe smoking the fish.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. But the really weird one was the sour cheese ball.
Sour cheese ball.
You need wood, grass,
wood,
and grapes.
Grass and grapes.
don't know where they got that.
Don't see how you make cheese balls out of grapes and grass. But it wasn't a bad item, I guess.
No, it was good. I use it because it's for physical damage.
Physical damage.
Yeah. Like, the food is, they give you, like, buffs. It's not so much healing as it is buffs. And the early cooking things are really good for people who do physical damage, so.
Right.
That's why I'm enjoying it so far. But,
good old nerd talk.
Yeah, you know. Just every few episodes we'll veer off.
Gotta pepper it in.
Yeah. What else is there to talk about, Terry? Oh, I bought an Eternal Sonata for the 360.
Yes, you did.
Played it a little bit. Liked the combat system, like I said before. I didn't think it... Yeah, I guess I did. I don't know. I don't know what to think about it so far. Like, I like it, but it's not a game that I find myself like, man, I can't wait to play some more of it.
Right.
Not yet, you know? And I have a feeling that a lot of games are like that.
Yeah, a lot of games are slow to start.
Yeah.
I never played that one too much. I think I never played it at all. My brothers played it, though, and they seemed to like it.
Okay. What, Javon? Okay.
Javon, Jacob, Trey. I think Isaac tried it, too.
God, they all played it and you didn't?
Yeah, I didn't play it.
Wow. I just think if, you know, if they all played it, you figured it would have at least, like, turned your eye or something. Like, what?
Nope.
What's this?
I don't know. I was never really interested in it.
Can't say I'm digging the storyline so much. But, good premise. I'm tired. I think this drink is making me sleepy.
It's all those tapioca balls in your mouth.
I knew you were going to bring that back up.
Why are they black, though?
I don't know.
Is tapioca usually black?
Not the tapioca I'm used to having.
Me either.
But I've had these drinks before since I was a kid, so I've never really thought about it.
Enjoying those milky, milky tapioca balls.
But, I saw you were playing Tails earlier. Or Raptor said you were. How's that?
Raptor's a goddamn liar.
Raptor does sometimes lie.
I like it. I like playing it. Story's kind of like... What?
It's a very, very in-depth story.
They haven't explained a whole lot, though. Like, things will happen, and it'll be like, okay, I want to know more about that. And they'll be like, oh, it's over. Let's go do this now.
Yeah, okay. Have you gotten off the island yet? Or the one place? Did you take the ship
to the next place? Yeah, I'm on the next continent.
Yeah, you're farther than me then.
I'm, Yeah, like I said, I like playing it. The scenes, though, like, you know, when they're talking and stuff and things are happening, it seems kind of like bland. Like, things will happen, like, it'll just be a flash, and then, like, someone's, like, attacking you, and there'll be a flash, and then it's over, and then he's on the ground, and it's like, I wanted to see what happened. I don't want to, half-ass it.
Yeah, don't, like, see the beginning, and then, like, flash to the end of it.
Right. There's been, like, two scenes where they've actually shown what was going on, and, like, I want that. The animations, they, like, worked on the animations there. For everything else, it's really boring to watch. I don't know how to really put it into words, but...
If we had Whitey on the show, or Bootsy, he would,
Yeah, I talked to him about it. He knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I told you. He's...
Yeah,
If you have questions, he's the man to go talk to.
He saw me playing it and invited me to a party one day.
Yeah.
We just talked about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what he did when I came home with it the first day. When I got it from Hollywood for super cheap.
Oh shit, you got tails. We gotta talk about it.
Yeah. Apparently he doesn't have this one.
He doesn't have it?
No. He's played it a bunch of times, but he doesn't own it.
Oh, he doesn't own it. No.
Apparently his girlfriend has all of the Tails games.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, I guess, big collectors of them. I don't know.
Oh, he just played them all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or he either said he didn't have it, or he was just telling me in great detail about how that one's hard to find. So I have a hard to find game, I guess.
Vesperia?
Yeah.
I guess it is, kind of. Yeah. I don't see it a lot. They have, one in the store.
Yeah. But, I'm interested in seeing on how that game comes out, because you're going to be pretty much my main deciding factor if I'm going to play through it or not. So.
I'm determined to beat it.
Are you?
It's the only game I have right now that I haven't beat.
I have a few games that you probably haven't beaten.
Movie Foot. Battlefield, beat it. Fable 2, beat it. Eternal Sonata, have not beat it. Oblivion, have never beat it, actually.
Actually, the story on Oblivion is pretty intense.
I could always get, halfway through, and I'd be like, I'm bored, I'm going to do side quests. And I get bored of side quests, and I get bored of the entire game, and I stop playing. Duty 2, beat it. Crackdown, beat it.
Mm-hmm.
Halo 3, ODST, have not beat it. Have not played it.
It's an okay game.
Seen it. I don't think that's a game you can really beat.
Nope.
Assassin's Creed 2, beat it. Mass Effect 2, beat it.
Skate
3. Yep. Have not played it. Only the demo.
Yep. Other seen it, and 2 Dance Dance Revolutions.
I don't think you could beat those either.
Nope. I have 4 games that you can't beat.
It can't be done.
This just can't be done. And then I also have... Darkness and the one of those paper sleeves, and
all right, you have the Darkness.
Something else. I got 2 other games, and one apparently is an expansion for Forza 2, and I didn't read it. I got it for $1. I was just like, Forza 2, awesome! And then I came home, and it's like, expansion pack! And I'm like, fuck you! And Darkness and something else. I forgot what it was. I'm gonna leave it there as a surprise. But, now, Oblivion, I don't think is honestly made to be played on the 360. The frames on it seem really slow and sluggish. It's just too much for the 360 to handle. And, I don't know. I like the game a lot. You know, I'm playing through it just slowly. Because I've already beaten the game, and I've already beaten Shivering Isles, Knights of the Nine. I've done all the expansions already.
Let's do it for the achievements
I'm doing it for achievements and something to kind of do on my spare time.
Right.
Where I can't cheat. Because since I've already beaten it all, if I ever played on the PC, I'm just like, you know what, fuck it. Yeah, toggle God mode and just go hand-to-hand on everybody.
Make your own crazy spells.
Yeah, that just destroys the whole map. So, that's another reason why I got it for the 360. If I'm going to do it again, I might as well do it legitly. And I've had the strategy guide for years. The Game of the Year one. It was just hanging out in my closet the whole time.
Nice.
And a week and a half ago, I walked into GameStop, and I was looking at all the used games, and I saw Oblivion there, and I was just like... I kept finding myself, looking at it again. Yeah. So I bought that in Dirt 2 on the PS3.
Dirt 2?
Yep. My dad.
Been thinking about getting Fallout 3 for 360.
I've been thinking about it too.
Because that's a good game. And I would like it for 360 for achievements.
Yeah.
There's got to be a ton of them now that they have all the expansions out.
Yeah. Dude, the Game of the Year, though, is still $50. Yeah. Bucks.
If you want it new, you got to pay the price.
So if I ever find it, used at a reasonable price, I'd pay $30 bucks for it. For Game of the Year.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind paying $50 for it, because it's completely worth it.
Yep.
It really is. But we've both already played through it.
Many times.
It's a it was that game that got us through a 3-month dry spell on games.
Yeah.
we got all excited when it came out, fuck yeah, something to do for the next 3 months, And
something to do for the year.
I think at the end of that time it was Mass Effect 2 that came out.
Yes.
Because it was like in January, right? I want to say Fallout came out in like October. October or November. Mass Effect came out in January, if I'm remembering right. I could be completely wrong about this, but I'm pretty sure Mass Effect was the game that came out, and that took over my life.
Oh, Mass Effect and Fallout 3. Good games.
Yeah, they are. Mass Effect 2 especially. Like, the storyline of Mass Effect 2 and everything is just dead on. And Fallout 3 is incredible, too. It just requires a lot more time. Like, you can burn out on Mass Effect 2 in 2 days if you play on, like, easy or normal.
Yeah. But, yeah, if you don't care about the side stuff, you can just fly through it.
Yeah. But Fallout takes you a while. And it's worth it, too. I'm so stoked for New Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That comes out in October, right?
Yes. I want to say September or October.
September is Fable 3. Oh. No, Fable 3 is November. It's 3 months away. I remember complaining about it.
I'm pretty sure Fallout is October then. Pretty sure.
We could look it up, but that would require me going and getting
that would
keyboard.
Require doing things.
Yeah. So we're just
I'm not here to do things.
We'll play the guessing game.
I've decided it comes out in October.
Let it be done. Decide that it comes out next week so we can play it.
Well, why next week in that case? Why not today?
Yeah, okay, today. Do it. No, because we won't have enough time to go get it tomorrow.
Fine, it is so.
Let it be. I'm excited about New Vegas because it's like three different like casinos or something like that, and like each one has its own like money system,
yeah,
and betting system, and like own their own games, and it's gonna be cool. I'm very excited.
Very excited.
And then Fable 3 is just gonna. I'm gonna be dead to the world for a while. Honestly,
just fall off the grid playing Fable 3.
Yeah, there's gonna be like a good like that first week. I'm.
Don't talk
to
me.
If you're gonna come or get a hold of me, come to my house and talk to me there, because I won't want to be on the phone for very long.
We can talk at you.
Yeah.
But you won't respond. You're busy ruling the world.
Yeah. Because Fable 2, when I got like back into it, when I got all the expansions and stuff, I was gone for a few days. I played it for a long time.
Just disappeared for a bit. Nobody knew where you were.
Yeah. It was July 4th all over again that one year. Just got too drunk.
Too drink.
I was gone for 2-3 days. No one could get a hold of me. Everybody thought I was dead because my car was just over at Chris's house. Like for 2-3 days, and that was it. And then out of nowhere, I just started like I turned on my phone again because I guess it was I turned it off. Being out, I walked home that night
because
I had to walk home. And when I got home, I guess when I passed out, I laid on my phone and turned it off or something. And I was just like I was drowsy and sick for the next 2 days. And as soon as I turned on my phone, I was like, oh, shit, I gotta go get my car. And so I got up and I started walking toward Chris's house and I turned on my phone and it was just like, bring, bing, 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 bing. And it was like 63 missed messages. And like half of them were phone calls, half of them were messages or voicemails, and the other was like text messages and stuff. It was like, Dwight, hey, Dwight, you know, are you okay? What's up, man? How you feeling today? LOL, you know, and stuff like that. Like, Dwight. Someone stole your car. Like Nick started like texting me shit that would get me to text him back. And he goes, hey, Dwight, dude, did you take your car home? Because it's not outside anymore. And I knew he was fucking around. And I just said, fuck you, Nick. And he goes, holy shit, you're alive. And I was like, yep. He goes, oh, your car's fine.
Back from the dead.
Yeah. So. That was a bad week for me. That's okay.
Sounds like the best kind of week to me.
It was a great night the night before, or two, three nights ago. The following days was terrible. That was when I was still, like, learning my limits on hard alcohol. Just a little advice for those lightweights out there. Don't overdrink.
Drinking's bad.
You know, drinking's not... I mean, it's bad for you. It really is. It's bad for your liver and your brain cells and everything, but... I don't know. I don't even know how to phrase it to where it's like they take that advice with them and hold it dear to their heart, you know?
It's like, the only way to learn is for you to black out and wake up in the middle of a field somewhere without your pants.
Like Terry.
Like me.
Yep. We brought him to that field as a learning experience.
That's just how you gotta teach him.
Yep. I've blacked out 3 times.
I've blacked out twice, but the second time, I don't know if that counts. It's more like sitting on the couch and falling asleep for an hour and then waking up and going home.
Well, blacking out is not falling asleep. It's like you just wake up.
Right.
Like, you don't remember falling asleep. You just wake up and you're like, oh, fuck. You know? Yeah, it's... Blacking out is not fun. My first one was on vodka, so I don't like vodka anymore.
You and vodka have a strained relationship.
The next one was on tequila and... What's that other one I don't like? Whiskey.
Whiskey.
The third one was just... A mixture of everything.
Everything.
It was just pure alcohol. Everything. That was a lot of Jaeger, too. I still like Jaeger, though.
Licorice.
Yep. Mm. When mixed right, it's...
Delicious!
That's it, yeah. But you stay away from mixed drinks, too. Like, especially if it's during the time where you're still sober enough to taste things right.
Right.
Because they taste really good, and they get you in trouble really quick.
That's with me and wine coolers.
I know. That's like Robert and those Smirnoff ices. He will drink those all night.
And Fruity Jacksons.
And Fruity Jacksons, that's true.
Delicious.
That's weird because I got two different types of drinking friends. Like, there's you like Hornsby's, and so I'm putting you in that group. You're with Israel and Robert and Vanessa because she likes those as well. So there's you four.
You can't tell me they're not delicious.
They are not. They're a disgrace to beer.
What?
Yeah. Anyways. They,
I honestly don't qualify them as beer.
That's what I'm saying. That's why they're a disgrace, because they call themselves beer.
I don't consider it beer at all.
Yeah.
That is it's just like hard cider.
Yeah, it's juice. So there's that group, and then I have, which is, I guess, the sweet group.
I like sweet stuff.
Yeah, you know, everybody does. And then there's my bitter group, who like...
Sierra
Nevada, right. Pale Ale.
I like Pale Ale.
Widmer Heffenweisen, which is great as well.
Delicious.
The sweetest they'll ever go is Blue Moon.
Blue Moon, also good.
Yeah, then there's Amber Box, kind of sweet as well, but it's
Amber
not
Box
too much.
Really good.
Yeah. I made my bread out of that, by the way.
Your bread?
Yeah, I don't know if I mentioned that on the cast or not. I made bread with beer. And it was delicious. Best fucking bread I've ever had in my entire life. And you can ask Robert, because Robert had some of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, looked at me and he goes, "You seriously made this?" And I'm like, "Yes." And he goes, "This is that beer bread." I'm like, "Yes." And he goes, "This is fucking delicious." And it cooks all the alcohol out of it, so you just get the flavor of it.
Uh-huh.
And I use Amberbrock for it, and it's great.
Did you make a sandwich out of it?
I didn't have a loaf, like pan, so I did it in, like, a little tray.
Oh.
And I just kind of cut it up into cubes.
Bread cubes.
It was good, though. Like, you could just have it by itself, and it's filling, and it was good just by itself.
That's good.
Yeah. And it was thick, too, dude. It was heavy-ish shit. it was like a brick of bread. And because it was 9-grain bread, so you got, like, everything out of it. Like, you would think that having something that had beer in it would be unhealthy for you, but 9 grains is, like, 6 more than you get from just anything else.
That's, like, 6 more grains than anyone.
Yeah, it was good. It's, like, stuff that you would eat to evacuate your bowels.
Like, immediately.
Yeah, it's not immediately. It's like the next morning. It just gets you.
As soon as you take a bite, just
eat oops. It on the toilet.
Just one cube will do you.
Yeah. No, that thing had too much fiber for one person to intake. If you ate a good amount of
it's
it.
Your daily recommended in one cube.
Yeah. Yep. I'll make sure to make some more.
With Hornsby's.
I don't want to make it with Hornsby's. I don't want it to taste like apples.
Apple bread. It'll be like apple pie.
Have you ever had monkey bread? It's like cinnamon bread with bananas in it.
No.
Oh, God. My bread kind of tasted like that.
Like monkey bread.
Except for with no bananas. It was great with bananas. I had it some with bananas, but...
Bread and bananas go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. But, then there, there's, recipes at Bass Pro.
Mm-hmm.
That, which is where I got the beer bread from. And they got a thing for, margarita cake mix. Where you put tequila in it.
Gross.
Then there's brownies that you could put any type of liquor in. And I think it's hard liquor. That's why they call it liquor.
Just throw it in there.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
And I want to say there's cookies, too. I could be wrong. But they just have like a weird just assortment of
beer
things.
Beer baked goods.
It's like alcohol-baked goods.
Alcohol-baked goods.
And I'm probably going to go back and probably get the brownies or something. Because I don't like tequila.
No. Tequila is no good.
Yeah. So, it'll be interesting. You know, I'll make sure to make some and bring it onto the cast or something and let people try it.
Have a cast potluck?
Yeah. We should have a cast potluck.
I won't bring anything. I just eat.
Well, it'll probably be more food than what people can eat anyway, so.
I'll eat it.
Yeah.
All of it.
We'll bring you by and not give you a mic, and you'll just sit there and eat.
Just be in the back. Mmm.
These are great cookies. I really like that wallet, dude.
What wallet? I can't see it. That camo's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You can go into the desert with it.
I could.
Do it.
It's a little foliage in there.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little green. We're thinking about the wallet too much.
It's more of a pea soup.
Oh, okay.
Wouldn't call it green exactly.
It'd be funny if they classified camos like that. Where it's not just like, you know, green, dark green,
right.
Brown. It's pea soup, pea hunter soup green, and Sierra Desert.
Feel a burp coming on. Nope, there it goes.
See that red magnet?
I do.
It's my receipt for my Reach.
Oh, yeah?
My Halo Reach. I keep it up there.
I don't think you need it.
I do.
Do you?
I don't think I do. But Israel's yelling at me to keep it, so I'll keep it.
You should just throw it away, just to shove it in his face.
Just to smite him. That other receipt is for my 360.
Yeah, keep that.
Yeah. I didn't get a warranty on it, though.
Keep it anyway.
Oh, yeah, you checked me out on it. You know.
Yeah.
Yep. That's cool.
Too cool.
Too cool for school. Is there anything else to talk about, Terry?
No.
Instantly. Instantly,
we've
no.
We've talked about everything there is to talk about today.
Yeah, we have talked about a lot of stuff.
Except for Rubik's Cubes.
And how I can solve them in under 3 minutes?
Yes.
Can you do that?
No. I can't solve them in any time.
They, man, once you've done it once, though, it becomes an addiction. Like, that was a good 3 months of my life right there. After I did it once, it took me, like, 40 minutes to do it the second time. And then after that, it was just slowly, gradually, just went down and down and down.
I know they come with the little instruction things.
Oh, it doesn't help.
But yeah, because I always get to, like, the second step and be like, wait, what?
Yeah.
What do you want me to do now?
It's all algorithms.
I know what that means.
Patterns. It's
I know patterns. What those mean.
Colors that go to other places in an organized fashion.
That was no better.
No. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I have tried. I think I have NBA 2K6 coming in Gamefly today. Should be an easy...
Easy achievements.
I didn't finish the other one.
You didn't?
College Hoops 2K6.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was one where it's like get 15 or 10 or 15 steals with one person.
Oh, and, with one person?
I couldn't do it.
I was going to say, you could just get two people and have one of them just...
I tried doing that. But I tried just leaving my controller idle, right. But I don't understand how the steal system worked. And I've looked it up, and I couldn't do it. So I just said, fuck it, and left it at like 850 points or something.
Still not bad.
Which is 4 out of 5 achievements in that game. And then I realized how to do expedition matches.
Uh-huh.
I just left it going. It's like simulation mode.
Oh.
And I just let it go and hoped for the best, and it didn't work. So I'm thinking these sports games, I might not 100%, but at least get a good 800 points.
Not bad at all.
Yeah. I don't give a shit if it constitutes as cheating. Yeah, what do I care?
You got the achievement, police gonna come and arrest you?
People will just see that I played a lot of sports in 2006. when the 360 came out, I was just all about sports.
In 2010.
Yeah, you can see date acquired 2010. That's okay.
It's not okay.
It's okay. I still have Gears 1, too. I don't want it anymore.
Gears 1, 2. You and Jose still haven't finished that up?
I keep bugging him about it, and he goes, hold on, I'm doing a raid right now.
Playing WoW.
Yeah. And so he goes, give me about an hour. I'm like, okay, and then an hour goes by, and I'm like passing out, and I'm like, nope, going to bed. And he goes, like the next day, he'll be like, hey, I was going to play, and then I checked Raptor and said you were sleeping, so... And I was like, oh, yeah. And then he wants to talk about WoW, and I'm like, I don't want to talk about WoW. It doesn't make sense to me anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Like, WoW people should only talk about WoW to other WoW people.
Because it's a foreign language. Once you stop playing it, you kind of fall out of it.
Exactly.
Or if you didn't get that far to begin with.
How far did you get?
I got to level 75, and I got bored.
Really?
Because I hated grinding.
Oh.
And it got really bad at those last few levels.
You played a lot. You played before I did, though.
Yeah.
I played after you, and I think they probably fixed a lot of stuff because I didn't. The levels I hated was, excuse me, 50 to like 60. 50 to 60 kind of sucked for me, but I was a paladin.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the time where paladins were just fucking overpowered.
Right.
So I rolled over everything, and I found 70 to 80 to be the funnest time.
It was fun because it was new.
Exactly.
But after a while, like, the new places just got so confusing and weird. And
they're huge, too.
Yeah, they are huge. And people kept messing with me. Oh, there's all these 80s up there just trolling.
Yeah.
So yep. It's like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah, I hate people that just patrol areas and fight people who are weaker than you.
Yeah.
When I was 80, I used to go around to places like that, too, and, like, I'll see, like, lower-level people, and I'll just, like, follow them around waving at them, and then I'll just, like, get on my thing and fly away. But if they hit me, I'll just go over there and roll over them real quick and wave and then fly away. And, because a lot of people don't expect paladins to work the way I work them. And that's immediately bubble and just, like, use all of my power moves immediately. And, yeah. It's fun. Yeah. It's fun being a paladin.
Paladins are fun.
Yeah. Because, like, I went into, like, Battlegrounds where it's just, like, all level 80s mm-hmm. as a level 78. And I was number one. I had like 37 honorable kills or something like that, and 140. What? No, other way around. 30 some odd killing blows. That's the one that matters. And then like 140 honorable kills. Yeah. And Josh was like, I don't understand. What? Like, he was level 80, and he was playing his. I think it was. Priest, or no, it was mage
he
still
like
at the
a
time.
Mage or warlock.
He had a mage, and he was really, really good at it. And then he switched to druid when I came back on.
Is he still playing?
I don't know. I know his buddies were like paying for an account for him to play because they needed a third person for 3-on-3, and they couldn't find anybody else that was, you know, that worked the way that Josh did. Right. So the last I heard was that they were paying for an account for him to keep playing.
Cool.
And so he was just like, okay, well, I guess I'll play.
If you're gonna pay.
Yeah. But he could have stopped now. Well, I don't know. He might still be playing, because I don't see him on his 360 a lot anymore. So, don't know.
Playing that World of Warcraft.
Yeah. Well, you want to end it before we keep blabbering about shit?
No.
No, you want to keep blabbering?
All
right.
I blabber all I want.
Blah, 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 blah.
Goodbye, America.
Oh, we are going to end it?
Goodbye, the world.
Oh, okay.
Goodbye, friends. I'm
trying to think of something snappy to say.
You got nothing. You already blew it. You stay classy, world.
I was going to say, you stay classy, San Diego. But then I kept thinking of Carmen Sandiego, and then I thought of Waldo, and then that's where my train of thought stopped.
That's where it crashed, you mean?
Because I couldn't think of anything to say about Waldo.
Because you got derailed on that one.
All right.
Where in the world is Waldo?
Okay. See you, everybody.